Justin Fluke back with you now, joined by Coach Derek Jasper to talk Troy girls basketball. Lady Trojans 5-10 on the season. A couple tough losses since we spoke, including one in overtime last Friday night. Long road trip out to Washington County, Coach, in a competitive game, but NOT end up falling 40-33. I know a tough loss. What did you feel like was kind of the difference in the ultimate outcome of that game getting away?
Well, I thought Washington's zone was really good. It gave us some problems. We made a lot of passing errors. We had turnovers with just bad passes, you know, maybe staring down where we were going to throw it. Our zone offense was a little stagnant. We only made three shots inside the paint that night. We did hit seven threes, which is what kind of you want to do against the zone defense, but we've got to get some inside scoring also, and maybe we didn't use our post enough. It just kind of became, hey, let's pass it around until somebody finally shoots a three, and that usually just doesn't go well as far as trying to win a basketball game. So didn't really love our energy, but thought we were a little flat, and then we got a little desperate at the end, and we forced overtime and then just couldn't get anything going in overtime either, and eventually they made some free throws to seal it down the stretch. So I thought it was kind of a lost opportunity. Thought it was certainly a game we had a chance to win, and it was a league game, so it was important. So pretty disappointing.
Last night at West Platte, facing a pretty good ball team, you fall 51-28 in that contest. Final non-league game of the season and a little bit of a road trip, but what was your biggest takeaways and thoughts from last night?
Yeah, I just didn't really show up at the beginning of the game. You know, I didn't really love our energy in either of the last two games. It's kind of like, I mean, just our facial expressions and just the frustration that seems to set in early. The ball wouldn't go in the hole early last night. We got some good shots, and they were right, you know, in and out type shots. And it looks like as soon as we miss a couple of those, you know, we kind of get frustrated, and then we're hesitant to shoot again. And they got a big lead. I think they were up 28 at half. So we played much better in the second half, actually outscored them and probably outplayed them. But it was just too late. You know, we didn't show up at the beginning of the game. And, you know, we have four seniors that need to not let that happen. You know, they have to have good effort every game, and that has to become contagious, and that's going to have to come from them and not me all the time. So, hopefully they'll step up a little bit the rest of the way and want to finish out their careers in a good way. So really need them to lead us and bring that energy every night.
Lynn and Wetmore, your next couple ball games, the Lynn one at home this Friday night. These are two teams that you haven't faced yet this season, and Lynn's having a pretty good season. Wetmore's been down a little bit, but, man, it's that time of the year that I'm sure you feel like you'd like to see things turning in a positive direction to kind of build some of that momentum towards Substate.
Yes, a big couple games for us because, you know, these last couple games kind of felt like maybe we hit a little bit of a wall. You know, six of our last seven games have been on the road, and, you know, the travel's been a grind, and hopefully, you know, you get a second win. Last year, we didn't get that second win, and we lost the rest of our ball game, it seems like, after that TVL tournament. This year, I hope we can do something a little different, get a little momentum, finish out strong here. And, you know, we get a home game, a Queen of Courts game Friday night. It's going to be a very important game for us to see how the rest of our season goes. So really hope we'll show up with some energy and enthusiasm and just enjoy playing a little bit more. And, you know, it's going to be over before you know it, so you really got to take advantage of the opportunities that you have chances to win.
Well, like most of the student athletes in our area and the coaches, enjoy your snow day, Coach, and hopefully you're back at it tomorrow. Good luck on Friday and Tuesday.
You bet. Thank you, Justin.
Derek Jasper, head coach of the Troy girls. We'll talk Trojan boys basketball after this timeout.